Hi, everybody. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 17. Today, we're going to talk about how to start your own business. And we have a special guest. Her name is Swathi. So, Swathi, do you want to say hi?
Hi, everybody.
Let's get started. So, my first question is, what do you like most about starting your own business?
I absolutely love that I'm able to choose the work that I do and who I do it for. It's fun when the people that you're doing work for are people that you really care about and you want to see them be successful.
That's nice. My second question is, what are some tips for starting your own business?
Yeah, I would say first and foremost, you have to figure out what it is that other people want and need. And then you need to see how can you go about meeting their needs in a unique and different way. And how can you be the best at meeting their needs?
That's very nice to know. My third question is, what traits should a person have if they want to start their own business? Why should they have these traits?
That's a very important question that you're asking there. First and foremost, I think it's really important that somebody who's starting their own business is curious. And that's because they need to constantly be trying to figure out and understanding what it is that their customers want. And whatever it is that they're producing or delivering, they need to figure out, you know, how can I make this better? And if they have people working for them, you have to figure out how do I motivate each member on my team in their own unique way so that they're driven to do the best work possible. You also have to be a self-starter because you don't have a boss. You don't have anybody to really be accountable to except for your clients. And you have to be proactive in doing the best job that you can do every single day. And then finally, I would say an entrepreneur really needs to be determined. They need to be able to provide value and deliver for their customers. And determination is really important because chances are you're going to face setbacks or have some failures. And you need to be able to learn from those mistakes and be determined to be able to stand back up and try again and never giving up.
Thank you. That is very nice to know. My fourth question is, what are the challenging parts about starting your own business?
Yeah, well, there's a lot. The hardest thing for me personally was choosing the one thing to focus on because I enjoy doing a lot of different things and I find a lot of fulfillment in helping both individuals and companies. So finding the focus area, and for me that was choosing to help tech and intelligence companies find and grow top talent.
Thank you. That's really nice to know. So my fifth question, I think, is, what do you think are some first steps for people if they want to start their own business?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I think the first step is identifying the problem that you're trying to solve and who are you solving it for. And once you figure that out, then you have to do a lot of research. They call it market research, from figuring out their demographics, like learning about their age, race, gender, marital status, education, those types of things. And you also have to learn about their psychographics. That's about their hobbies, their interests, their lifestyle, what they like to do, and how they think. And then you have to also figure out who else is offering similar products and services, at what price point. And once you do all that market research, you can better define how how you're going to be unique and different in the marketplace.
Thank you. I think those are really helpful tips. Thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, if you would like to start your own business, you could probably use some of her tips. Thank you for listening. And if you want to send us a question or if you want to send me a question or comment, use the messaging tab at Anchor. Or if you're watching on another thing, use their messaging tab. So Swathi, do you want to say bye?
Bye. Thanks for listening and thanks for having me on the show, Dylan.
You're welcome. Bye, everybody. Have a great day.